With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Life is slowly returning to normal in New Orleans in the aftermath of the terror attack. It left 14 people dead. Bourbon Street is reopened following a public memorial service for the victims.
We laid 14 yellow roses down.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick on a memorial service as Bourbon Street was reopened to visitors.
And then there was prayer.
14 people out celebrating New Year's Eve in the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck cut short their lives. An 18-year-old, Nikira Didu, who had dreamed of becoming a nurse. 27-year-old Tiger Besh, who'd played college football at Princeton. And Reggie Hunter, the father of two boys, among the 14 victims. A blood drive was held in their honor.
So we're asking people to come out and donate.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities say the Cybertruck explosion outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas was a case of suicide. They identify the bomber as 37-year-old Matthew Leibelsberger. Active duty Army Green Beret said to have shot himself moments before the blast. One of his neighbors says it's hard to believe.
I would come out and they would come out with their dog and say hi to each other. Same with his wife. She'd come out and with the baby and say hi to each other. And
also at SRNNews.com, a new caravan of migrants has begun marching north toward the U.S. border from southern Mexico. Started out yesterday near the border with Guatemala. Most of the migrants are from Venezuela, but others hail from Guatemala, El Salvador, Peru, and Ecuador. Electing a speaker topping the agenda for the House when the 119th Congress convenes later today. Speaker Mike Johnson hopes to keep the job and does have the support of President-elect Trump. Wall Street, Dow futures up 70 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Florida.
Officials in Daytona Beach have repealed an ordinance that was making it impossible for a local church to feed the homeless. The Seventh-day Baptist Church had filed a lawsuit against the statute, which changed local zoning rules and would have forced the congregation's food pantry to shut down. First Liberty Institute represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement congratulating the city, saying, quote, "The church is thrilled to be able to continue helping those in need." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President-elect Trump is warning Hamas to release its Israeli hostages. Mr. Trump says a terrorist group had better free the people it seized during its 2023 raid on Israel by the time he is sworn into office January 20th, or else. At least 250 Israelis were taken hostage by Hamas during the attack, and roughly 100 are apparently still being held in Gaza or elsewhere. Mr. Trump has vowed to try to bring an end to the war between Israel and Hamas. This is SRN News. The state of Tennessee's revised manual detailing procedures for the execution of death row inmates will apparently remain under wraps.
Tennessee correction official Kayla Hackney denied a public records request from the Associated Press, citing a state law protecting the identities of the executioner and other people involved. However, the law says confidential information should be redacted, and the fact that a record contains confidential information is not a reason to deny access to it. The decision mirrors efforts across the U.S. to suppress public access surrounding executions. John Scott reporting.
A year after a panel blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX in flight, the nation's aviation regulator says the company needs to change its culture and put safety above profits. FAA Chief Mike Whitaker making the comment earlier today in an online post. More details at srnnews.com.